Saturday, January 22nd, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. Creator of the earth and sky, ruling the firmament on high, clothing the day with robes of light, blessing with gracious sleep the night, that rest may comfort weary men and brace to useful toil again, and soothe the while the troubled mind and sorrow's heavy load unbind. Day sinks, we thank thee for thy gift. Night comes, and once again we lift our prayer and vows and hymns, that we against all ills may shielded be. Thee let the secret heart acclaim, thee let our tuneful voices name. Round thee our chaste affections cling, thee sober reason own as king. That when black darkness closes day, and shadows thicken round our way, faith may no darkness know, and night from faith's clear beam may borrow light. Pray we the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit, three in one, blessed Trinity, whom all obey, guard thou thy sleep by night and day. Amen. And our psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, from the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. Psalm 113. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praise be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God? Who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of the peoples. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Lord Jesus, Word of God, surrendering the brightness of your glory, you became man so that we may be raised from the dust to share your very being. May there be innumerable children of the church to offer homage to your name from the rising of the sun to its setting. And repeating the first antiphon, from the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. And the second antiphon, I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord. Psalm 116. I trusted even when I said I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life we will fill up in our own flesh what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Accept this as our sacrifice of praise, and we shall even now taste the joy of the New Jerusalem. And repeating the second antiphon, I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord. And the third antiphon, the Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, the Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever. And a reading for the Saturday evening is from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. Through Jesus Christ may he carry out in you all that is pleasing to him. To Christ be glory forever. Amen. And a responsory. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord. We praise the wisdom which wrought them all as we contemplate your works, O Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured those who were in need of healing. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, he has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured those who were in need of healing. And our intercessions. Christ had compassion on the hungry and performed a miracle of love for them. Mindful of this, let us pray, show us your love, Lord. Lord, we recognize that all the favors we have received today come through your generosity. Do not let them return to you empty, but let them bear fruit. Show us your love, Lord. Light and salvation of all nations, protect the missionaries you have sent into the world. Enkindle in them the fire of your Spirit. Show us your love, Lord. Grant that man may shape the world in keeping with human dignity and respond generously to the needs of our time. Show us your love, Lord. Healer of body and spirit, comfort the sick and be present to the dying. In your mercy, visit and refresh us. Show us your love, Lord. May the faithful departed be numbered among the saints whose names are in the book of life. Show us your love, Lord. Now let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. Eternal Father, you gave St. Vincent the courage to endure torture and death for the gospel. Fill us with your Spirit, and strengthen us in your love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.